Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show goes on for a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. How was the weekend for you? I checked out.
Toasty.
Yeah, no kidding. I just kind of checked out. I think I watched a Kristi Noem video at the North Carolina GOP convention. I saw a bit of Donald Trump, but it didn't go well to have it on my phone, speakerphone, on the pontoon, even though everybody there is a fan. It's like, really? Really, you can't just relax? And so I put my phone away and watched it a little later, you know?
I thought the point of going to the lake was to disconnect.
You never disconnect in this crazy world we live in.
Oh, I know.
As you well know. For me, it's just sort of keeping tabs on what's happening. Trying to sort out. We had a little of a gathering last night, which is great fun at the Fargo Air Museum, one of our Common Sense Club tours. The first one was pre-COVID, and this was the first one after. And it was a Sunday night, hot night, great weekend weather, and yet we had folks out there engaged. I was just amazed at the Fargo Air Museum. And it was great fun. But the theme really became, what are we going to do? Right, I think we're done waiting for other people to do things. It's a matter of what we're going to do. And I thought a lot about education at that event. And I know the governor has a summit on education that is happening as we speak. Right? Is it today? I should know this, but I believe it's today that it's happening. It's kind of virtual, so anybody can join it. I'll give you details on it here. I think it's time that we engage in education in a real purposeful way. Is everybody here aware that there is a recall of members of the Fargo School Board that is happening? A recall is happening. Steve Hallstrom, Need to Know Morning Show, had one of the moms in the middle of this on last week. We have not on What's on Your Mind, but we need to. Because I think that's something that should be seriously considered in other places. I think that's the two things I think. One, a recall effort is the one true wake-up call for any elected leader. Right? When you're not waiting for the next election and you say, I can't wait because things are going to get so bad.
Right.
It's newsworthy. It sends an important message. And you go, wow, what's different about this? Right? So that's, I think, an important wake-up call, knowing that that is underway. And I think the other one is when, I know this is going to sound very radical, and I wouldn't recommend this for everybody, but when you actually, you guys ready for this?
Yep.
When you actually show up at a school board meeting,
yeah,
and there's like more than three people there, I mean, it rocks their world.
Mm-hmm.
It rocks their world. When you, the people that pay the tab, the taxpayers, actually show up,
flood the room.
What's going on here? What's going on? What's different about this? I don't know what to make of this. And so this came up last night, and I said to myself, all right, the last of three kids have just checked the box in our family with high school, right? The last of three. Did I ever once go to a meeting? I was actually on the original council that was the parent council for Fargo Catholic Public Schools, now called John Paul II Schools, years ago. And it was a group of other parents, and we had one pastor there and the school administration there. It ended up being a lot of policy stuff. You know, should the, you know, person get two chances or three chances, and what happens when they get two, and then what do you do? It really bored me to tears. I gave the time to do it for several years because I wanted to be part of this inaugural deal, but that was it. I never once grabbed a history book. and said, what's in this thing? I never once sat in the back of a class, not my own child's class. I'd never do that because it would embarrass the living daylights out of them. But, you know, just pick a class. Go to the, you know, go to the school board and say, I mean, we as media probably could, I don't know, and say, I'd like every history book, every social studies book, every health book right now, because I want to just know what's being taught. I've never done that. In my case, I trusted Catholic schools, and I think the outcome proves they did pretty good. But, I mean, I could do that, right? Folks, it's up to us. We're going to have to do this. I mean, we know from a listener who had some kind of a connection to a teacher in Bismarck that there was an indoctrination training session of, I mean, critical race theory-like activists with a really, and I mean really, sketchy background that was brought in for training to the middle schools in Bismarck. And we raised the issue with the Bismarck School District. We called the superintendent. We called the media people. They completely blew us off. Never did come on. And when they finally gave us an answer, the answer was something like, Chris Larson, you're going to have to remind me.
Thank you so much for reaching out. We appreciate your effort.
If I have this right. But I think the answer was something like, well, it's optional. The middle schools can opt out of it if they want. That was the defense of it. Do I remember that correctly, Chris Larson?
Yes.
Okay. That was the official answer. Hey, go away, Hannon. We're not coming on the show. We're not going to do anything. And the reason we're not is because these schools could opt out. Chris, do you remember how many of the middle schools in Bismarck opted out of that from the Bismarck public school system to be indoctrinated in training from, you know, somebody that wanted reparations and, you know, just all kinds of radical? You know, here's the deal. Like with Common Core and with critical race theory, they're not going to call it that anymore. In fact, I think I heard for the first time in the last year, critical race theory as actually a thing. I think it's been around longer than that, but I was like, well, what is that? What is critical race theory? I don't even know what that means. Then you get under the hood and you go, okay, I get it. Yep. Black people have been victims. This goes back to slavery and we owe them big time. Now I got it. Okay. And that we've got to, you know, indoctrinate these kids to white people bad because of what was done by people they never knew, maybe had no connection to even, you know, bloodlines or whatever, that lived in a different time in America. I see. Okay, so it's my fault. I have white privilege because I was born white. I get it. It's all that crap. It is all that crap. So they might not call it critical race theory, but that's what they're teaching. And this is here, folks. Bismarck public school system. Training in the middle schools. Recall efforts right now at the Fargo School Board because they blow moms off when they come in and say, wait, how long is this mask thing going to last? And where's the evidence that this is actually making a difference? Go away.
Exactly.
Get out of here, you peasants that pay the bills.
Say less.
Exactly right. Wasn't it one school's all that opted out, Chris? Am I remembering that correctly? Chris Larson's digging for his notes right now. You dig up your notes on that, because I'm not done with that whole deal. But I'm also not going to wait for anybody else to do it. Not going to wait for anybody else to do it. I think at a minimum, you get there. You're part of this. So right now, as we speak, the 5th annual government, this is actually the governor, not the government, said it again. Governor's Summit on Innovative Education is happening at the Bismarck Event Center and virtually. It costs nothing. It's free. It brings together hundreds of teachers, students, school administrators, community leaders, and the idea is to make the education system better. I'd love to be there right now and just say, is the Bismarck superintendent here? Raise your hand if you're the Bismarck superintendent. Okay, could you come up to the stage and could you explain the speaker you brought in and the theory behind that? And why did you blow parents off that had concerns about that? That's what needs to happen. Kirsten Baszler is there. We've asked her to come on this week and sort of give a recap. They've got a lot of very innovative speakers, and they're going to hand out innovative awards. And I think this is a good thing. I really do. I think it's a good thing, a good idea that they're doing this, because I think, you know, Governor Burgum, Kirsten Baszler, they want transformational change in education related to innovation. They want, both of them want, the outcomes to be better than they are. But teachers' unions, administrators, some teachers want a very different school system, very different school system than we do. Get under this hood, folks. Today would be a good way to do it if you're able to join that agenda. The keynote speaker is starting right now, a guy by the name of Ron Berger. We'll tap into this and come in and out of it. And again, I think you'll hear some good innovative things here. But I want, when we talk about education and innovation and transformation, to be about making schools better, not an apologizing for white privilege.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. We have the feed now from the 2021 Governor's Summit on Education Innovation. You can ask presenters a question. So it is, you just go to ndgovernorsummit.com, ndgovernorsummit.com, and the agenda is there. You can ask presenters a question. I did ask Kirsten Baszler, I said, Anything in the summit deal with critical race theory? She said it's not dealing with critical race theory, not related to innovation at all, and has agreed to come on later this week just talk about it. I would like to see, like, defensive mechanisms to say, you know, when you bring trainers in, don't bring trainers in that have a history of this stuff. Mr. Hornbacher, superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools. Just saying. Maybe start there. But again, it's up to us, folks. We've got to get involved in this. You need to get on this and press a question, ask a presenter a question. They may or they may not answer it. Then go to your school board and ask it.
Make the PTA real. Again.
Exactly right.
Bring it back.
MyPillow.com is an amazing company. The robes, the pillows, the slippers, the sheets, the towels, the pet beds, the mattress toppers, the blankets, sleepwear. We have elevated this company to a whole new level because the cancel culture tried to say, bye-bye, Mike. Bye-bye. So when you buy from Mike Lindell, you keep this program going. When you buy from Mike Lindell, you fuel the effort to get to election integrity. And to be open and honest about the dialogue related to addictions. Buy his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO for $7.95, and every penny goes to one of those two efforts. What are the odds? $7.95. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. He's going to be in New Richmond, Wisconsin this weekend, with a Frank Rally on Saturday. It's a big vacation spot, so they took the Frank Rally to a vacation spot. I've not been there before, but I guess it's sort of like the gateway to Wisconsin Dells. Does that sound right? We'll need cheeseheads to tell me.
Yeah. Yep.
Kevin says it is. Yep. So maybe he's already been there. I've never been to Wisconsin Dells, so I wouldn't know.
Haven't been to Dells?
Never been to the Dells.
I actually auditioned to ski in the Tommy Bartlett Water Ski Show back in the day.
I'd like to know. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Call me, 258-0550. This whole hour is open phone. What are you doing? I'm just asking one question related to education. What are you doing about this full-on indoctrination that's going on in our school system? And let me just say this. I believe the vast majority of teachers here, the vast majority of public education here is considerably better than it is in other places. I think the public school system here has a good base and a good anchor. It's going to take longer to ruin it here than it is elsewhere, okay? But that doesn't exactly give me comfort, especially when you see what happened in the Bismarck public school system related to critical race theory, especially what you see in the Fargo school system related to parents being persona non grata on COVID rules. And we saw the same thing with the fellow up there, and was it Washburn or Underwood?
Yep.
That is, not a superintendent, he's a czar. He just tells people, you will call me doctor, and I am a big deal, and if you don't like it, go away. I mean, it's unbelievable what they were doing there, threatening law enforcement action over kids coming to school without masks. Small town superintendent, who's heard of that before? It's here, it's happening, that's a given. What are you doing about it? Let me dip into the governor's 2021 Summit on Innovative Education. See if he's still going here.
Signed this year, the Senate Bill 2196. We now, all of you in every district has an opportunity. If students can demonstrate knowledge, skills, and understanding that break the mold of traditional learning, you have an opportunity to build programs that are centered on the learner and the needs of the individual and have those programs certified by the state. This is fantastic. This creates... It's not a mandate. It's not a top-down. This is an opportunity for districts to innovate and to transform. Just like when we passed the innovation waivers in Senate Bill 2186, some school districts grabbed those and went forward and were on the leading edge of change. And they've done this through community forums and school board discussions and student panels and other grassroots efforts. The legislators have created an incredible policy framework for you matched with funding that allows every school in the state, every building in the state, every classroom in the state to actually be more, to be as innovative really as you want to be. And so this is the magic of being in K-12 in North Dakota. You've got both the funding and you've got a framework where you're not strapped by a bunch of bureaucracy anymore. It's not about the number of days the kids sit in a seat during a school year. You get to decide. You get to drive this. So, I mean, it's like if you're in education, this has to be the most exciting time ever. But our work is not complete with Senate Bill 2196. It's just beginning because teachers are beginning the very important work of creating the K-12 competencies as models for our state. And we're grateful for the educators and the outside stakeholders that are involved in this. You know, the voice, the thought leadership is truly, truly valued. But today, if you want to attend a breakout session, if you don't have time, watch this one for sure online. Beyond Seat Time, Pathways Towards Mastery Learning provides the history of how we got to where we are in the last 4 years. And we know that part of this, what's going on, is also the opportunity to incorporate what were considered after-school programs. You know, as I was a kid, I watched my classmates and myself, what people were learning in 4-H, you know, in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Campfire Girls, programs that had merit badges, certification program. FFA is not your father's FFA anymore. FFA is teamed up with technology partners, and you can get cyber training through FFA and after-school programs at a national level. So that has changed, and kids can now, with your support, get credit for some of the work that we're doing. And all, many of you, you know, have been involved in FIRST Robotics, and you understand that this is like the sports team for everybody who's not an athlete. This is everybody can participate, and they can compete, and they can go win regional and state and national championships, and they can learn every aspect of what it takes. And FIRST Robotics ought to be in every school building in our state. Some states have made a move to make that happen. It doesn't require that much money. It does involve community engagement. But if you've got anybody that cares in your community about keeping your school alive and vibrant, they should be involved in robotics, even if they're not a technology company. And so, again, this is another example where students could be getting, instead of it's an after-school program that gets in the way of their lessons, this is something that could be incorporated to be part of what they're getting graded on. Every year as governor, I get a chance to receive the Boy Scout annual report. In North Dakota last year, 97 scouts earned the rank of Eagle Scout, over 19,000 hours of community service. There was 4,077 merit badges awarded across our state to boys and girls, because Boy Scouts is now open to all, and whether that was in public health, personnel management, citizenship, much more, all kinds of competencies. Some of those merit badges offer certificate training programs that are not involved even in our Class A schools, much less our Class B school.
By the way, the Eagle Scout he's mentioning, I've never met an Eagle Scout that didn't accomplish big things.
That's true.
Later
yep,
in life. I've
absolutely.
Never met him. So he's talking about all the good. I hope they're dealing with the bad and how to keep it out as well. Get involved. Be part of this. More coming up. And your calls on What's On Your Mind.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force Two landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's 3-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order, Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite and putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Today, served up along with a great home cooking and grab and go convenience at Petrol Serve USA. That's at the Harwood I-29 location. You can also had a little goulash at 12th Avenue North. I've had that before. It's kind of like a hamburger hot dish, only they spice it up with some green peppers and other things. It's very good. Goulash to me, until I had it at Petrol Serve USA, had a bad vibe for me, but no longer. Love it. Beef tips and gravy. Or scallop potatoes in Hammond Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Chicken pot pie at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. Swedish meatballs downtown at the NP Avenue location. Vegetable fried rice in Glendon today. Kevin just heard that and he's got to stop
now. Yep.
Or sweet and sour chicken. And then Yulin, they have the Lian Chin noodles. Isn't that like a restaurant somewhere, Lian Chin?
Or is that, sure.
Did they name
sure.
it after the noodle? I don't know.
I think it's after the noodle.
That's in Yulin. Petrol Serve USA, tell them Scott sent you. Karma Rolls, homemade cookies, 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink, $4. Valley Dairy, Petrol Serve USA stores, tell them Scott sent you. Cameron in Grand Forks wants to talk about public schools. Go ahead, Cameron, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hey, Scott, so... You know, you're talking about how we have such a good foundation. We really do. But, you know, foundations crumble really fast. So, you know, up in Grand Forks, Central in 2017 is ranked number 4 in the state. Red River was number 5. And you translate that to nationally, right around 2,500, as far as the national ranking. And, you know, in the last year's ranking, so in 3 years, we dropped to, 9th for Central and 11th for Red River. And, right around 4,500 nationally.
Yeah,
so
good point.
Amazing what can happen in 3 years.
You know, it's a good point. And again, I think, you know, you are not allowed by the teachers' unions to clean up the bad actors. Okay? Can't do it. And if parents aren't paying.
Same teachers, so, you know.
Right. I mean, like I say, I think the good ones are good. We all can tell you stories from schools about really great teachers that had an impact on our kids' lives, right? This is not an indictment of public education. I think we are better here. You are right that it can go away quickly, but that is only going to happen if on our watch we decide to let it happen. This is why that's why I applaud the people that have just said enough already. You're not listening to us in Fargo. In the public school system, so we're going to go to an alternative. And I don't know, how many times have you gone to vote for somebody in the school board, and you go, I don't even know these names.
Well,
right. You're not even informed on who it is.
Or even unopposed.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that, you know, we just brought my attention to it was, You know, they just hired a new assistant superintendent in Grand Forks out of Montgomery County, Maryland, which is Washington, D.C. area. And I looked into her social media on Twitter and LinkedIn and, you know, very much again about this critical race theory, anti-racism stuff. You know, coming to Grand Forks.
And you really, really, you can't find an assistant superintendent within the Grand Forks school system, within the North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota educational ecosystem worthy of that position? Come on. Come on.
She only has 1 year of experience.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't know anything about that decision. I just, it smells to me like, you know, we better get somebody in here who can teach us how to transform these schools. And yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Wow. You know, be very afraid. And how many are doing what you're doing, Cameron, and actually going, wait a minute, Maryland, assistant superintendent, what's in her background? What's her qualifications? But that's what you got to do.
Probably not very many. And this is why, for me, you know, we got the 2022 election. And, you know, I was going to throw my hat in for school board. Because, hey, why not?
I think we are where we are in this country. Joe Biden is president. Donald Trump was president because of people forgetting about what's important in this country and not paying enough attention. And I happen to think the education system, the lack of critical thinking skills, is a big reason why. Donald Trump was a release valve for a lot of people who were fed up with Republican, Democrat, Washington, D.C., same old, right? I think three words won the presidency for Donald Trump: drain the swamp. It was less about him and his skill set and more about finally somebody's willing to take some of these things on, and I'm sick of these guys. And a lot of people, especially in this part of the world, who would never in their life use the social media etiquette that Donald Trump has, cheered for the guy every time he did it because he finally was saying what they've been thinking for decades. That's how he got there. So he's a product of the Republican side of the equation getting totally squishy and the lack of any education system to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. We're getting our butt handed to us. Over on the Democratic side, it's, you know, as Jimmy Failla says, sort of that team mentality.
Yep.
I'm a Viking fan, so I'm always going to root for the Vikings, even when they stink. I guess I could use the Twins this year for that analogy, right?
On top of that, it's, you know, just you have to. One thing that the left is very good at, they understand that a lot of this stuff always starts at the local level, and then you're looking far out into the future. As conservatives, that's one thing we need to do is understand that the first place that where politics starts and a national level starts in your own backyard.
It does, and unless more Camerons are out there to say, I think I'll run for the school board, we're done. If you sit at home, scream at the radio, furious that Joe Biden is obviously incompetent, obviously not only ignoring threats, he's got his kid, part of the reason that the threats are worse than they are, cutting deals with the Chinese and the Ukraine and saying, let's not have any of those Trump sanctions on that pipeline to Germany from Russia. Let's shut down ours and give them a leg up. You know, and how does an educated voter not go, are you kidding me? Wait a minute here. So we got to go back to the basics with education. We absolutely do. We've got to end the corrupt media. We've got to stand up. It doesn't do any good to shout at your radio. You've got to do something. And I've said this before on the air. I said it in the days after Rush Limbaugh died. Rush Limbaugh will never be replaced. It's like replacing Ronald Reagan. You don't do it.
Or John Lennon. Or go down the list of one of a kind.
Legends. And he's one. So, but what did he do better than anything? Chris Berg brought this up last night at the Common Sense Club tour stop at the Fargo Air Museum. It's up to us. Rush Limbaugh gave us the tools to think critically and tackle this stuff.
So are we using them? Or are we going, no Rush, no Trump, I'm rudderless, Biden's an idiot, he's going to destroy our country? What good does that do? We could take much of this back doing exactly what you're doing, Cameron, running for. If everybody in every community said enough already, I'm going to get under the hood of the budget. Lion's share of the pain point on property taxes comes from schools. I'm going to find out what's being taught there, and I'm going to blow the whistle. And then go to the township board and the city council and the county commission, maybe run for legislature. Take this stuff on. Get our country back. Final word, Cameron. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's all about, doing things in your own backyard and locally and understanding that, politics is downstream from culture, and culture starts with public education.
Culture is downstream from
over the decades.
Did you hear what Ryan just said? Say it again. Where's the culture?
Politics is downstream from culture, and then culture starts in the public schools.
You bet it does. It's exactly right. Very well said. And you know what? We've been warned, Cameron. We have been warned. 1965, Paul Harvey warned us. The Communist Party warned us of what their tenets were on how they would do this drip by drip. The CCP, for nearly a century, has been engaged in a 100-year war with the United States of America to be the supreme economy on the face of the earth. And we're whistling past the graveyard. Great call from Grand Forks. Thanks, Cameron. Call again. South Dakota caller wants to weigh in on this related to the schools. I have Say on my board. Is your name Say in South Dakota?
Yep.
What's on your mind?
The alternative, I'll be real brief, is homeschooling. That's taking it in your own hands. It's the parents' responsibility to make sure their children are educated. And you can fight this all day long, all year long, and they just keep going around you. And the only way, in the meantime, your children are stolen, their minds and whatnot in the public school system. And the only way is homeschooling, and there's a lot of good homeschooling programs out there that people use.
I agree. I always say there's a special place in heaven for homeschool parents, without a question, because they realize the most precious thing they have on this earth is their children. It's also not practical for everyone. And that's part of the increase in taxation that's come from liberals over the years and every program to fix every problem. And you need a lot of two-income families to make a go now. But that was partly by design, too. Great call. Thanks very much. By the way, I should tell you what else is coming up on the show today. Got open phone time to the top of the hour. Somebody just texted me and said, 1965, Paul Harvey, what are you talking about? I'll explain that when I come back from the break. We have the folks from Dakota Hope Clinic coming on today. They have an event this week called The Role of Clergy in Today's Abortion Culture. There's an interesting topic. Also, Brandon House is going to join us. Brandon is a regular on frankspeech.com, and the next Frank rally is coming to Wisconsin, New Richmond, Wisconsin, on Saturday. What's that all about? Diamond and Silk are going to be there. That's what I'm talking about. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be there. Mike Lindell is going to be there. And guess who else is going to be there? Donald J. Trump.
Come on.
Is going to be there. Now,
that's
he'll be
a party.
He'll be on the Jumbotron, so it'll make it a little easier to hear from him. But he's going to be part of that as well, so we'll tell you about that before the show wraps for today as well. We're brought to you by our friends at Kinder Care. Kinder Care is Assisted Living Plus. That's what I call it. It's in West Fargo. If you're in a community within the sound of my voice and you don't have the assisted living, memory care, companion care for a loved one, this place is for you. Beautiful, real home environment, home cooking, great care. KinderCare.com.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee, so you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
On your mind, back. KinderCareFargo.com is the website, by the way. I said KinderCare. You got to add Fargo. KinderCareFargo, actually in West Fargo, two beautiful homes. Call or text Melanie if you want a tour. 701-261-3246. Let me tell you about the biggest cover-up ever. It might just be the biggest cover-up ever. What am I talking about? Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino.
Newsmax already America's fourth largest cable news channel. I watch it all the time. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, Dish, DirecTV, but not Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news and information channels, but not Newsmax. Last week, President Trump was on Newsmax twice. Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, and more. But Midco customers were not allowed to see it. President Trump spoke in North Carolina over the weekend. Newsmax had it all live. Fox did not. Call Midco to complain. Switch to another service that carries Newsmax if you need to. We hear Midco says it's in negotiations with Newsmax. Not true. They also claim Newsmax has exclusives with other cable providers. Also not true. Here's the fact. Every major cable system carries Newsmax. Everyone. And for years, Midco has refused to have them, but keeps all the anti-Trump channels. So join me and millions of Americans. Turn to Newsmax for real news you can trust. We live in a fallen world, folks. We live in a fallen world. We have freedom to do good. Sometimes we do bad. Paul Harvey predicted all of this in 1965. Listen to this. It's a warning. It's a wake-up call. Take note.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct.
Wow.
I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
1965 was the original version of that. He updated. If you fact-check that, by the way, you know what it says? Not true. Not true. Because 1965 is when it originated, and he updated it like in the 80s.
But it was essentially the framework of that thing has been true for since the very beginning.
So yep. Far ahead of his time.
Incredible. Incredible. So my point is, none of this is a surprise. None of what is happening is a surprise. But drip, 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 it happens. If that does not put a chill up your spine, patriotism is extreme. That's happening right now. So much of that is happening. And a lot of it is, again, tenets of the Communist Party. I'm serious. Go back and look what they want, what they stand for. And you don't think the coronavirus came from a lab? It's all part of the plan. Don and Bismarck, when we come back, don't go away.
Pals and Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.